Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12 verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Let's hear God's word.
Na hila fubo wana oba asore beso ya fashion asinimu. En oba Filipo au fribe isaida wa Galilea non chaino. Bekache nisi urua, ya pesi yuhunu Yesu. En oba Filipo au fribe isaida wa Galilea non chaino. Bekache nisi urua, ya pesi yuhunu Yesu.
Let's read further Luke chapter 21 verses number 34 through to 36. Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34th to the 36th verses. The Bible said, "Take heed unto yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares." The Bible said, "For as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Let's hear God's word.
Will
you read it one more time? Let me follow you. Everybody should be careful. As a matter of fact, in the generation in which we live, if you are not careful, you won't last. I was blessing a wedding yesterday, and I was trying to tell the people who were having the wedding. I said, if this union, if you think that everything is going to work automatically, it's a lie. Marriage doesn't just work, it is made to work. You work at it every day. And I was telling the W3 service this morning, before I allow you to take a seat, that, you know, if you feel that you cannot take nonsense in court, marriage is not for you. Real nonsense is in marriage. Why are you looking at me like that? Bet you. Because if you hear the word and you are not going to be a doer of the word, there is no point. There's no point. So Jesus asked the question the other time, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you do not do the things that I say?" Why? Why do you call? Why do you want to pride yourselves that we are Christians, and yet you don't care about the compliance and obedience to the word of the Lord? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you do not bear any fruit that is synonymous or prototype to the fruits of Christ? Why? And so the message will have to sink into you. It will have to assimilate into you. You are going to be a doer of the word. Let me tell you one thing. We don't need to water down the word of God. The word of God cannot be diluted. Will it be all? It cannot be diluted. We cannot preach because you are sponsoring us. Therefore, we tailor your message for you. And even though you are in the helm of sin, we can't tell you that because you are giving us money to pay our bills. No. A big no. That is why I keep telling you there is a nice local choba restaurant up here. Sunday like this, they do all manner of variety, you know, abenkwang, katenkwang, kuntumri, and all that kind of thing. Grass cutter, village chicken, poultry chicken, layer chicken, broiler chicken, and all that. Go, benkun kruma, watch it, you know, aboboy, you know, get it. And ukwa, ote, achom, se, opasye zoom, let them give you zoom. Ukudrufia, kenumu, ukenumu, if you finish eating, sleep! And by the time you are sleeping, we will be sending the word to your dream. I can't hear your voice. Hallelujah. I will want you to, you know, the word of God, we don't dilute it. We don't dilute the credled word of God, the engrafted word of God, the revealed word of God can make you a better wife, a better husband, a better citizen. You will be a better person. Let me say this, you know, lightly. If, for example, there was no hell, and for example, there was no heaven, I will still want to be a Christian. Oh yeah. Yeah. Because it makes me a better person. Christianity have made me a better person. Let me put it in the proper context. Christ has made me a better person. Since the day I met Christ, I see transformation. Real transformation. Oh yeah. Oh, you know, if it was in those days, what can one to make sure this woman is here? I would, my hand was very fast. You know, but Christ restrains me. Christ constrains me. Oh, yeah. The Bible said that for the love of God constraineth us. Yeah, the love of God, it constrains me. Even though I don't want to do, you know, if I want to do certain things, His love sits on me. I'm telling you. Can I get a chair over there? This is me. Put it here. This is Cofidro. And this one is Christ. Let's say that there are wheels under this chair. And let's say also that this chair is automated or remote controlled. And the devil and the world is remote controlling this chair. Wherever the remote control commands, that is where this chair goes. But when they press move and Christ is sitting on it, the weight of Christ will stop the movement of the remote control. In other words, now you have become a Christian and a child of God. And what is happening right now, ladies and gentlemen, is the devil presses and the world presses, and they realize that you are not moving and you are not compliant, because Christ is sitting on you. Christ has placed His weight on you, that even when you want to sin, you cannot sin. Even when you want to disobey, you cannot disobey. Even when you want to be rebellious, you cannot be rebellious, because Christ is sitting on you. Christ says, they are telling you to move, but Christ says, don't move. You can't move. My weight is on you. The love of Christ, it constrains us. Believe me, I come into you.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 14.
Now, Christo don't share.
Oh, yeah. Christo don't share. See, that's why I keep telling you. And it runs into the scripture many, many, many places. For the love of God constrained us. Put it in different versions. Let's see what it's got to say. This is amazing revelation of God's truth. Christ's love has moved me to such extremes, I'm telling you. His love has the first and the last word in everything I do. My God, His love has the final, you know, say in everything that I do. Our firm decision is to work from this focused center. One man died for every one that puts everyone in the same boat. Christ constrains me that even if I want to be disobedient to parent and insubordinate to authority, the love of Christ, it constrains me. Eshame. The love of Christ puts an enshe on me. That even if I want to be loose and frivolous, the love of Christ puts a force on me. Yeah. If I want to cross my boundaries, the love of Christ. So for those of you who are, you know, addicted to all manner of addictions like pornography, masturbation, you know, and are addicted to gayism, trumu, yeah, you are addicted to obi trumu ati eye, ewa asem kakadima, tulaniye! Obetiye, obetiye, nabete, obetiye, obetiye. Yeah. Yeah, because there are gays in this building. There are lesbians in this building. There are weed smokers. I don't know what my name is. There are weed smokers in this building. There are people who are snatching people's husbands in this building right now. Oh, help me, Lord. What my one said, a chupa. People are busily downloading pornography. Oh yeah. And when I don't understand why a married man should be addicted to pornography when the nudeness or nakedness of your wife is available to you. If it is not witchcraft, it is lust. You need deliverance. We need to pray for you and rebuke that spirit, and so that spirit will go. The same way our ministers of state who have gone wayward out of the obedience and the, you know, compliance of the word of God, they need to be delivered in the name of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The love of Christ, it constrains us. Put it in another version. This is amazing. For the love of Christ controls. I like that word. Control. There is something in the fruit of the Spirit which is self-control. But this one is Christ control. And this is by the Holy Spirit. He controls and urges and impels us. I'm telling you. Because we are of the opinion and the conviction that if one died for all, then all died. But Christ, an idiot, he is going to compel you. Put it in another version. Let's work quickly. We are ruled. I like that. Ruled by the love of Christ. So it means that when you become a Christian and the Holy Spirit lives in you, the gifts of the Spirit of God is in you, the anointing of the Holy Spirit is on you, listen to the revelatory truth. You are not of your own. You live for Christ. If you die, you die unto Christ. So whether you live or die, you belong to Christ. Christ! Oh, you can't clap. I am a kasempa. Will you think I want to be ready? Etiasia. And to me, Obi and Wa Tia Simaneho. Obi and Wansua will be Woody Amaneho. A Tiasia, Radidia, you were ready. Whether we live or die, we die and live unto God. Read it, let's hear you.
Romans chapter 14, verse 7.
Romans chapter 14, verse number 7. Romans, the 14th chapter, the 7th verse. Come on. The Bible said, will you quit? Oh yeah, nobody lives for himself or died unto himself.
Really?
If we live, we live unto the Lord.
And
whether we die, we die unto the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to God. So you don't have, you know, your will, power, even though it's in your hands, but you make the decision. He is ruling. Oh yeah. Your heart. God rules in the affairs of men. Daniel chapter 4. Let's go back to what you had opened. We don't dilute the word of God. The reason why we have so many perverse Christians and all kinds of insubordinate Christians, rebellious Christians, and the way the world is going, decadence, corrupt decadence, proyer, ascending, even though they come to church, but they are deeply rooted in the world. Deeply, the church is also in that portrait. Yeah. Sometimes when I go to places and I look at, you know, especially in South Africa. And next year, I am going to make only 3 trips to South Africa. By the grace of God, I think that after, God willing, when we make those 3 trips, I don't think they will like me anymore. Sometimes when I look at the dressing, worship leaders stand in church with, it tells me they are not even born again. I'm telling you. And if there is a revival South Africa needs, it is a revival of holiness. Come back to God. You have backslided like America. You have gone away, totally away from the love of God. And that is expressed in Christ Jesus. You are falling like Babylon from standards and from virtues. And this morning, I'm calling you back to repentance. Come back to your first love. You can clap. Brofuna Americano. Come back to your first love. It is so sad. When I'm looking at, you know, when I used to go to the club, because I was a club boy, when I used to go to the club, even the club people will not bring this to the club. Something very, very indecent. And we feel that that is fashion. What kind of fashion is that? The Bible said, do not love the world, nor the things like your dress, which are in the world. For if any man loves the pattern and the fashion and the, you know, the way of the world, the love of God the Father is not in them. For everything that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the lust of the flesh, it is not of the Father, but of this world. People are too hooked up to the world. We are sick. The world is too much in you. I'm telling you. If you are sick, food, drink, see, assemble, Christ, for, hate, honu, amu, ma, commentary. You could shini be ya na anu obene namhe. A Christ, for, a busy talking, commenting. Kushi dross a obashe sister inche dross. A woman's brief. This girl is not even wearing a lady's panty. Has the courage to fly a plane into this country. And I'm telling them, Mupa, repent before judgment strikes. If God does not judge Ghana, maybe the Lord will render an apology to Sodom and Gomorrah. This country will be judged. You will be judged terribly. If the preachers of Ghana are not judged, it will really amaze me, because if I look at the level of fabrication, exaggeration, and lies, prophetic lies, I see something when they have not seen anything. God says when God is mute. The Bible said, who saith and it comes to pass when God has not ordered it? At the end of the day, you will know, because God will make foolishness the madness of your prophets. I'm telling you. When we say somebody is a prophet, that person fears God. Number one, fears God. That person will never extort you of money. Never. I mean never. That person will never sleep promiscuously with you. Anybody that is in the name of a prophet, preacher, pastor, apostle, whatever, who sleeps with the daughters of Zion, is an agent of the devil and a demon in clerical suits. Praise the name of the Lord. So when I come to church, everything in my church life is to see God. And his Christ. I want to see Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. That's why I love that song. Whatever I do, whatever I say, I should seek if it will be Christ's pleasure. I want to go to heaven. Me, I'm not following after many things. If I get certain things, fine. If it doesn't come, fine. I'm content with what I have. I'm content with this life. Please, wouldn't it be more awesome? I'm too content. If I build a mansion, praise God. If it doesn't come, I'm preaching. I'm still under my line of duty. I'm still prophesying the word of God and the mind of God. You know, if I get cars, fine. If I don't get it, I don't crave for it. I'm fine. I'm content. I'm okay. Be content, because godliness with contentment is great gain. That word great gain, maybe let's look at that scripture again. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 10 or verse 6. Let's look at that, you know, verse number 6. 1 Timothy 6. But godliness with contentment is great. Put it in a different version. Let's look at the word gain. Let's look at how it will be. A devout life that does bring wealth. Oh, yeah. But it is the rich simplicity of being yourself before. Be yourself. Be yourself before God. But it's the rich simplicity of being yourself before God. Don't try to be like somebody you are not. That's a facade. That's hypocrisy. That's a lie. Be yourself. If you can afford a single room, that is what you can afford now. Things can get better. But as long as it has not changed, be content with what you have. Simple. You are married and you cannot buy all the things you wish you can buy for your wife. Be content. Because the reason why we have too much witchcraft in Africa is because of jealousy and envy. Witchcraft. Because of envy and jealousy. And that jealousy now is in church. In other words, now we are breeding witches and wizards in the house of God. Somebody stands at a car park, sees somebody brought a nice car, and he's jealous. Why should you be jealous? We work for it. Go and work for yours. I have thought about many things that I thought, you know, certain people, I don't understand why, you know, you are too much into so many things. God works with seasons and times. If your time or your season is not yet, wait patiently and be happy for others whose time is here. Oh, God, help me. See, Reverend Anaya, but that is why I am not amazed when people hate you passionately. Because it's your season, it's your time. It's not your fault that is your season. It's not your fault that God is blessing you. It's not your fault that God has made you popular all over the world. It's not your fault that God is making you a blessing. The moment you make the world hears it. It's not your fault. They wish they are you. They wish. And that is why they will spread all kinds of malicious or malicious slander and malice against you. But God has got your back all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. Yeah. When people's times are here, be happy for them. Celebrate them. My darling, I'm happy for you. You know, I'm happy for you that you are married to Prophet Dr. Kofi Otuo. Yeah. I am not envious or jealous. I don't want to snatch your husband. I want to be happy for you. Oh, yeah, because many people want to snatch your husband. What do you mean when you bring me? Agenda or the other. I'm telling you, when you meet Pai Nipeti Mwanka, I've been to say, if the agenda is very high at the peak, say a good amen.
Amen.
Be content. Contentment, put it in a different version and let's see what this one says. And it is indeed a source of immense profit. I am looking for a word like that. Profit. For godliness accompanied with contentment, that contentment which is a sense of inward sufficiency, is great and abundant gain. And he picks that word from the word profit. If you are content in your godliness, that is a big profit. Last version, and then we can move on. You know, in this last version, look at how he puts it. There is great gain in godliness with contentment. Maybe the very last one. You know, he said, of course, there is great gain in godliness combined with contentment. Be yourself. Be yourself. If you go to America, praise God. If you don't go to America, be beyond now. I'm telling you, people who have traveled all around the world, it becomes even a border if they need to travel again. I'm telling you, especially in Ghana, the peace, the lack of pressure life which lives in Abrochirino is not there. Here, you get up in the morning, I look at people going to work in Accra, they work like this. They are going to work in the morning. Somebody carrying something. He said, "That's what kind of crazy." And this is the work. Yes, pure. Yes, pure. With this attitude. Because overseas, you run for the train. You run for the bus. You run for the underground tube. You know, old people run. Young people. Everybody is running. We are here and we are like, Sachama. We are serious. Yes, chubby fresh. We are serious. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Hallelujah. So, as I finish my message, I will tell everybody, be content. Because if you are not careful, things, people are looking for money rituals and killing people, blood sharing, all kinds of things, all because they want to be rich. Ask the real rich people, that even is a burden. Now the burden is, what do I do with this? That is why Solomon prayed, give me wisdom, understanding, and insight to deal with this wealth. But you see, over here in this church, we are letting you understand that no matter how blessed you are and how blessed you will ever be, you are a stranger on earth. Don't miss that. A day is coming, everything that you have will be, somebody, it's not like it will be handed over to them. They will take it. When they lift your casket, I want to repeat, your Lexus will not be going with it. Your Bentley will not be going with it. Your Maserati will not be going with it. Your Ferrari will not be going with it. The Aston Martin will not accompany your coffin. Therefore, be content. I'm telling you. Those of you who have multiple vehicles, you will realize that you don't drive all of it at a time. As a matter of fact, you can't. Drive all of it at a time. I don't know how you put one foot in a Mercedes and put one in a BMW. You can't do that. Be content and rather work at your salvation, your own salvation, with fear and with trembling. Because very soon your maker is coming with judgment to give unto every man according to their works. If I were you, I would get serious with Christ too. I will get very serious with Christ. Stop this boyfriend, girlfriend business. Have somebody's husband giving you money here and there. Be serious with Christ. He died a painful death. You cannot trivialize salvation and redemption. And you, when you like, you come to church. When you don't like, you don't come to church. And all that. Even in church, you are WhatsApping. WhatsApping. In church, you WhatsApping. You know, how was last night? How was the club? I couldn't come last night. And the person is sending a message to the church. It was hot. With all the hot girls on the stripper table. The message is coming into the church whilst the preacher is preaching. And so when are you coming next? We will expect you. So I'll be there on Friday night. I will skip prayer meeting and come to the club. Muslims don't do that. Christians will comfortably do that. They can go to the club and come. There was that story, I will never forget it. Because it was my wife who asked me to listen. Many years ago, we interviewed a young girl. She used to be an usher or a chorister in a church. But at the same time, she was a prostitute. I remember that story very well. And this girl will go to circle and sleep with as many men in a night and come and lead. You are the awesome cherub, the fairest of them all. But last night was you are every. Hallelujah. We I want you to read the scripture that says we do not die. We are not of those people who dilute the word of God. And then right after that, we can.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2.
Everybody, we are going to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 2nd verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 2. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 2nd verse. The Bible said, for we put aside all, let's put it in King James Version. And then let's follow it. But we have renounced all the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness and not handling the word of God deceitfully. Oh, you can easily do that. You can be preaching, screaming, yelling, but God and his Christ doesn't know you. I'm telling you. God and his Christ, he doesn't know you. Your name is not in the book of life. I'm telling you. As I bring my message to a close, I would like to tell everybody in this place, be serious with Christ. Be serious with your salvation. I'm telling you. Will you read that? Let's hear you.
Oh, yeah,
we do not walk in craftiness. We don't dilute the word of God. Put it in a different version on the screen. Let's see exactly what we are talking about. And he says, we refuse to wear masks. Not just one. It's plural. We refuse to wear. Because many people come to church and they are wearing masks. Mask green, blue, yellow. When you receive a proposal in church, ladies and gentlemen, please pray about it too. Because the person who just proposed to you is wearing a mask. And the mask, as a matter of fact, proposed to you. Let me put it in a nicer way. Most of the time when you receive a proposal, you are seeing the representative of that person and not that real person. You want to see that real person? Real person. That real person will come, number one, when you live with that person. Number two, when that person receives power. Two, influence. Three, money. Four, popularity. Then that real person, if they are humble, it will come out. If they are honest, it will come out. If they are alo, it will come out. I go to places and people tell that, you know, I want to marry a prophet like you. I'm saying, you are asking for huge problems. Trouble, partner open. I want a prophet. To marry Ghana, the opinion prophet warrior. Fans who bring mom, you didn't my team, Mawa, we need a subedamuja. A cancer match, though. Would you and Serena be a wash shama or say, Ukuno is going to be a farmer? Go and enjoy your farmer who free with woman, but I need be our then trainings, the one money at the above. Then grind pepper, and then plantain, yam, and pepper. We are free. You want a big man in a suit and all these guys. Most these guys don't have love. Oftentimes they don't have respect. Oftentimes they don't have honor. Oftentimes they don't cherish people. They don't celebrate people. Most of the times, you know, the people who will cherish, honor, celebrate you are God-fearing. Saved, washed in the blood of Jesus, God-fearing people. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Let's close.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.